News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival. Hello and welcome to another episode of News from the Bunker. My name is Mark, and we're going to go over some of the latest news that's going on today around the world. Well, it seems that there are more corporate bankruptcies taking place. The nearly 202-year-old business Brooks Brothers is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, closing 51 stores. They started in 1818. They've been able to survive through two world wars, the Great Depression, the Great Recession, but not the Great COVID Depression. So just another one of our large traditional companies that is not able to make it through these times. And also announced Bed Bath & Beyond, which was having problems before the COVID-19 coronavirus, Wuhan virus situation occurred, is also filed for Chapter 11. And they will be closing down some stores as well. Just trying to keep up. They say this will make them bigger, better, and stronger. Time will tell. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just waiting for things to go back to normal. You know, and you finally have got to realize that that normal is just not going to happen anymore. That ship sunk 4 months ago. And what we're seeing now is businesses just trying to keep up with what's going on and trying to change and survive the best that they can. Chapter 11 does offer some restructuring of their companies. So that's typically why a company will go with the Chapter 11. It gives them time to get their assets in order, try to pay off some creditors, restructure, which usually means laying people off because stores are closed. So just another sign that things are changing, which, you know, there's always silver linings in every cloud that's storming overhead. And I think some of that is people are starting to realize that they are very reliant on the systems that they are involved in, especially with all the merchandise coming from China. When China was not able to ship out or we were not accepting things at our ports. The port in Long Beach was quite dead for a long time. When this all started, there was no ships coming in. People were being laid off in that facility. So it makes you start to think about where you get your goods and services. I think that's why there's a real emergence right now. People getting far more interested in self-sufficiency, to be able to take care of themselves, especially when you go to the stores and things are closed. So, you know, we're starting to see these companies go under. If large food chains begin to go under too, then that's just going to tighten the noose around our neck economically, as we're unable to get those goods and services that we've become so accustomed to. Facebook has applied for a new patent that will be working with the new smart TVs and phones. What it's going to be doing, it's going to be listening for advertisements that have paid for their spots to be advertised on television. And it's going to be able to send out a high-frequency tone that is not detectable by humans, but it is detectable by your smartphone because they are quite smart. And what that does is it will turn on the microphone on your phone and it's going to listen for clues whether or not the person is paying attention to the advertisement that's playing on the television. So if you just need one more example of the Orwellian future that is upon us now, Big Brother is watching and listening, this should be your final wake-up call that Facebook is not your friend and you should have got off it years ago. In fact, most of the social media is becoming this way. We are nothing but cattle to them, a product. I was warning about this probably 7 years ago when I deleted my Facebook account, deleted everything off of it. And that was long before what we're seeing take place now. So if you're still on Facebook, I have to ask why. The number one reason I hear they want to keep up with their friends and their family. Well, maybe it's time to call them or speak face-to-face with them the old-fashioned way, because it's not worth giving up your freedoms just to be able to look at some photos of, you know, your little nephew walking. It's time to get back to old-school connecting with people, especially now during these lockdowns and social distancing. We're not able to connect with each other as we once were able to. So now they got us in, you know, this position where they can put more and more controls over us, as Facebook is trying to do, because they know you're not going to leave. So that's just a way for them to make even more money. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is proving to be a very evil-minded individual. I mean, what kind of mind would want to just take advantage of people like that and control them and take them for every little cent that they have? So it's something to really think about when you're on your social media next time. And I encourage everyone, and this is how come I got off Facebook, I encourage everyone to read the terms and conditions, because I did read them and was shocked by what I found, that basically they own everything that you put up there, including your username, your password, all of that. So I would suggest that you get that out and take a good look at it, because if it's free, there's a catch involved. And there are other platforms that are not invasive like this that you can use instead of these very invasive platforms such as Facebook. Seems that people all over America are moving out of the cities and into the rural areas of America. As the major cities continue to crash and burn through the defunding of police departments, the rioting, the looting, buildings being burned out, they are becoming very unsafe places for people to live, raise their families. So people are beginning to leave in droves. New York, Los Angeles, and even states such as California, to a more rural life where they can try to live more off the land and have gardens and things. I think that's another silver lining in all of this lockdown and social distancing. It's making people really think about, you know, what is important in life. Now, there are challenges if you move to a rural area, especially if you've lived in a city your whole life. So if you're up to the challenge, you know, I would encourage you to take a look at that possibility, because especially if you move to areas that have four very distinct seasons. So it's no longer just going through your life as you have been. You're now very tied into those seasons, and winter being one of them that you have to get ready for. You know, and there's a lot of beauty in each of these seasons. But to be unprepared, that is not a good thing. So if you're planting gardens in these rural areas, you have to know what the grow cycles are, what you can plant, when you need to get ready, because nature does not wait. So I think it really has an opportunity to tie people back in to the essence of living. And we've become so detached from that in this instant gratification world where you can just order anything any time of the day and the next day it'll be here. And the real beauty of living in a more rural environment is you do have to pay attention to things. If there's trees that are getting too big, you've got to trim them, maybe cut them down, and then that becomes your firewood for the winter. So there's a lot of work involved, which keeps you healthy, keeps you thin. So it makes you really appreciate, too, the efforts of your work, that you know that you worked hard to chop that tree and drag it up to the house and cut it and get it ready for the winter. So when you're enjoying that fire in the heart of the winter, you'll know that, you know, you did that. You're responsible for that. I think it's good for your psyche. It gives you a large sense of well-being that you are able to take care of yourself and be self-sufficient. And there's a lot of different things you have to be aware of, especially if you're on wells, you have septic tanks. You know, when you're out in these rural areas, you don't have those conveniences of the city. You can't just hop in the car and, you know, go to some big, huge supermarket because it, you know, could be an hour away. So you plan accordingly. You have your gardens. And not only do you grow your own food, but you learn how to can, you know, and learn how to preserve eggs. I mean, you can have eggs preserved, you know, 1 to 2 years if you treat them properly. So these are all things that, you know, people used to all know. Our grandparents used to can, and not just fruits and vegetables, even meat. So they would have the big root cellars and have all kinds of stuff down there because they came from a different time. They came from the Great Depression, the war. So they never forgot that. And we're seeing that right now. And I think this will affect an entire generation of people. that will now begin to live differently than they were before. So it's something to think about if you're thinking about maybe moving out of the cities. I would just start getting yourself educated. And right here at Tucker Survival, we actually will be discussing things like that in the future in some of our podcasts, our blogs, different video presentations, how to build things such as greenhouses, chicken coops, things like that. And sign up for the newsletter. Stay informed. There's lots of good information out there. So I want to thank you for joining in to News from the Bunker. My name is Mark, and you have a safe day out there. If you like the show, go ahead and subscribe down below and look in the description. You know, sometimes we'll have links and things down there. And if you like what you heard, give us a big thumbs up, leave a comment. Again, my name is Mark. This is News from the Bunker, brought to you by Tucker Survival. You have a wonderful day out there. News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival and is produced by MBJ Media Services.